The chairperson of the Supreme Council of Islamic Affairs in Zimbabwe, Ismail Duwa, says apart from worshipping Allah, they are also preoccupied by self-hygiene. While several governments worldwide are now embracing circumcision in the fight against HIV and AIDS, although not 100%, Duwa says circumcision is another way that was adopted long back by the Islamic community to preserve cleanliness among men and women.
From since we started, because Abraham was circumcised, so my Muslims have been doing the circumcision when a child is about 3 years. And the other nations were not doing that. But now you would find that everybody now, and that was smart, and that was smart, everybody now. But we were doing that, including my culture of Yao, which they called Chinamari, going to Jando. 3 weeks people there, 1 month people there. And we were doing this. But today it's coming indirect now. That Kujando, they were smart, but we've been doing this. So that is a responding indirectly, although it's the same thing. And even this fasting, you could find Maposto and others, they are fasting.
Another Muslim worshipper, Ibrahim Khan, says some body parts should not be visible, hence both men and women are required to wear specific gear.
We have got parts that are not supposed to be exposed. And that principle follows you even if you go to school. The parents of a Muslim child would apply for that exemption. They will say, no, my child is Islam, so you will exempt her from participating in such sports. Definitely, you cannot say, I hold to this principle, but for these 10 minutes, I will jump and have shorts and this. We hold the principles to the right end of everything. The male side, we have also parts which we cover. From the ankle to the shoulders, we are not supposed to expose it. So it also goes to the guys that they shouldn't wear shorts. They should wear everything. They should be long. At least for guys, it's better because they'll be wearing maybe tracksuits. So it covers them a lot. It's not like it looks on one other side. No. It goes all to men because men hold. To men, it shows no difference because they'll be wearing maybe tracksuits.
On marriage, Duwa says Islamic men are allowed to marry one woman but can engage in polygamy under certain circumstances.
For example, if you make a wedding with a woman, you will be told that until the death we won't depart. Then let's say you say no, it's only one wife. Then that woman makes an accident whereby you cannot even use in washing plates, on bearing children and so forth. Are you going to divorce and marry another one and have one? When you say you don't divorce because it's disabled, you keep that one. Because of that reason, then you marry another one who keep yourself and the wife. So it have got a reason. It's not a matter of a pressure.
He adds that at times, marriages are pre-arranged by elders in their communities, but this trend is fast changing.
Yeah, in fact, that is what is encouraged. But looking at the situation now, it's a very impossible thing. But that is the rule. Both traditionally and religiously, they should be virgin. But now looking at the situation, the circumstances nowadays, definitely you cannot find. Then what we encourage now, go and be tested before you are married.
Another Muslim follower, Mohammed Mia, says it is their tradition not to eat meat of an animal that they would not have killed themselves.
Waremba would never eat meat from another person unless it was a Waremba who slaughtered the animal or the chicken. Right. Their burial was they never buried their people in boxes, coffins. They always shrouded them, which was an Islamic custom. I understand that in the old days when the local people buried, they buried their people sitting upright in the grave. I'm not sure if I'm correct, but the Waremba did not accept that. Many of the Warembas have Muslim names like Bakari, Shazari, these are all Arabic this thing. But now, alhamdulillah, as I would say, many of them have come back to Islam. And we have many leaders. One of them is Professor Hamandishi. He is a prominent Waremba who is running a lot of schools, Islamic schools, near Maswingo, wherever the Waremba are. And the other one, we even have a lawyer, very prominent lawyer, Mr. Faroma. He's a Waremba, and he's now a very active Islamic worker.
Lecturer of Religious Studies at the University of Zimbabwe, Agnes Chiwara, argues that Muslims prefer living in secluded communities.
They are no longer regarded as aliens, in fact, like what they have been in the past. You would find that most of the Muslims could not even vote in the last elections. But for these elections, most of them, you know, exercise their right to vote.
Unlike in other countries where Muslims clash with other religious groups such as Christians, in Zimbabwe, the community interacts with people from different religions. Many Muslims in the country are engaged in various businesses in many sectors of the economy. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.